uçacağım ben. Uçacağım ben. Uçacağım ben.
Keeping you informed about what's going on locally. This is Let's Talk About It.
Welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It here on Dakota Country AM 1400 KQDJ, also 97.1 FM and streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today we're talking with Dustin Jensen, the Director of Alumni Relations, Executive Director of the Jimmy Booster Club, and also the Men and Women's Golf Coach. How are you doing today, Justin?
I'm great. How are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty well. So we got a lot of stuff coming up. You guys just had your first golf tournament yesterday. Where did that take place?
We played here in Jamestown up at Hillcrest.
Here in Jamestown. And we'll talk about that a little bit more later. But first, I want to talk about what's going on with the Jimmy Booster Club.
Lots going on up at the University of Jamestown right now. Students are in. Temperatures are nice and warm. Everybody's enjoying it. But I think the biggest news right now is home football this weekend.
Right.
It's the first paint bucket game. We're excited. So tomorrow at noon in the Ryland Fine Arts Building, we will have a luncheon. We'll have our head football coach, Sean Frank, speak, a couple athletes, a couple other coaches. And that's a booster club event, open to any supporters of Jimmy Athletics. Love to have people up on campus. It's a beautiful place. It's a great time of year when there's 1,000 students running around. So we're excited to get people on campus.
Right, absolutely. Lots of students up there right now. And still waiting on the numbers for that, too. I heard there's quite a bit of people this year.
It's a great year. Our admission staff has just been phenomenal. They have done a great job bringing kids in. So we're in a real good spot. It just makes it fun on campus.
Right, absolutely. So you got that coming up. And then also you mentioned something going on the day of the game as well.
Yep, we'll do tailgate parties for all of our home football games from 11:30 to 1 o'clock in the parking lot of Greeno Field at Taylor Stadium. On the east corner, kind of northeast corner of the east parking lot, we'll have a big booster club tent up. We'll have we'll be rolling brats. We'll have food for everybody. We'll have drink for everybody. Just a great chance to get together, support the Jimmies, and get ready for a fun game against
right.
Valley City State.
And you know, it just the first home game to have it be the, you know, rivals and also the bucket game, it's like that's going to be hopefully you'll get a lot of people out there.
It is. We're excited. And I think Coach Frank and his staff are going to put a very good product on the field. I know I spent last week, I couldn't make the trip to Montana, but we watched the game and there were flashes of brilliance early on. I thought they looked good. It's an offense that was flying all over the place. There was stuff going on. As we know, everybody kind of lives and dies by football, so it's
right.
fun to see how
yeah.
they do. And not to put pressure on them, but it's football games, the atmosphere is just a lot of fun, so we're excited.
Right, and I've always enjoyed being an alumni myself, that I've always enjoyed going to the games. So, okay, so the game coming up this Saturday against Valley City, the Bucket Game, that's going to be something to check out this weekend. Also, so let's talk about a little bit about the golf tournament that happened yesterday. Now, the men and women's, you told me before, the women's did stellar. And you said the men did average. They probably could have done a little bit better. You want to talk about that?
Yeah. I guess on the ladies' side first, it was a great day. We had a freshman, Emily Larson, out of Minnesota, came in and threw a 79 on the board in her first college tournament and won. And that's exciting for us. We're very happy to see someone come in, especially a two-sport athlete. Coach Euland handpicked her as a basketball player and handed her off to me. So he's my new director of recruiting on our golf team, I guess.
Right.
So she was great. That was phenomenal. It was just a phenomenal round. Had a couple other ladies play really well. So on the ladies' side, very happy. I think we won by 30 shots or something.
Wow. Okay.
And they just had a great day. On the guys' side, we have extremely high expectations. Mm-hmm. We're very deep. We're 9-10 guys deep right now that could go out and shoot 72-3-4.
Oh, wow.
And yesterday was just... we just didn't have it. And so I kind of take that on me. I think we need to change the way we practice just a little bit and just get ready.
Summer rust maybe too.
Yeah, exactly.
Now how does prospects look, I should ask? You said you had a freshman coming out, Emily Larson, and shooting a great day. Any more freshmen that are up and coming that should?
You know, we've got a lot of great freshmen on the guys team. We brought in, goodness, I can't even remember. We had 7 new players.
Ooh.
I have 5 freshmen right now that are vying for spots in the varsity squad.
Oh, wow.
I mean, they can do anything. Myself and our staff we're in the process of stressing out right now on who we pick on what team, just because the pressure's on us now. When you've got that many kids, you have to pick who to play at the right time. And
right.
It's a great problem to have. So
it is. It's a good problem. It's one of those
Definitely.
Problems you welcome.
Yep.
So now that was just yesterday. What's upcoming for the golf teams?
We have a competition over in Bismarck on Tuesday. And then from there, we're taking all 10 girls over to that. And then we're going to take our second team of guys to that tournament. We're going to take our top 5 that week, Thursday, Friday, down to Sioux City, Iowa. and drive back, get back in town late Friday night, pick the girls up Saturday morning, and go to Detroit Lakes next weekend for a tournament.
Just so all over then.
I will be in Jamestown for the evenings next week, and that's about it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, excuse me. Is there anything else that's coming up with the alumni or Jimmy Booster Club that people should keep an eye open for?
Well, I think the biggest thing is tonight with the community block party, with the ties to the university and everything going on in the community. Tonight's just it's a blast. There's people, anybody you can imagine ends up downtown, and right. It takes you back to the old crazy days that used to happen here. I grew up in Jamestown, and it was Main Street was packed, and it was a lot of fun. We moved back 2 years ago, so this will be the third block party I've been to.
Okay.
And when you see 3-4, I'm going to say 1,000 people, I don't know how many are down there, but it's just a packed Main Street. So I'd encourage people to attend and have a good time.
Right. Something Lisa Hicks said about that. She said that I think about a month or two ago, Fargo had one, and it seems like the Jamestown one is already as big as, if not bigger than the one they had in Fargo.
It's just neat to see. It's a mm-hmm. testament to the work that the community has put into it. The college has put into it. It's fun to see everyone come together. And so I don't know if people understand, it's not just an event for the university students. It's for everyone.
Right.
There's food, there's drink, there's games, there's just a great night. And we're going to finally be back in the 80s. It's not going to be 100 degrees today.
No, with, ridiculous heat index and everything. Well, we're just about out of time. We got Twins coming up. But is there anything else, Dustin, that we should mention before we get out of here?
Just a quick thank you for all the support from the community to the university. We really appreciate it. And thank you guys for everything.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for coming in.
Have a good day.
Yeah, you too. Dustin Jensen, the Associate Director of Alumni Relations, Jimmy Booster Club, and the head coach of the men and women's golf team.